Hello, everybody. You're gathered here today on the 18th of January, 2025, for the 167th session of Mindfulness for Beginners in English, conducted by Nisarana Maneya. I warmly welcome our usual advisor, Venerable Homagama Dhamma Kusala Thero, for this session. And I welcome everyone who's participating via Zoom and Facebook live stream, and anyone who will be watching later on. Our program will commence as usual with the in-session practice of mindfulness, which will be followed by today's topic, a talk on today's topic by the Venerable, which then will be followed by any reports you have received today. We will present it to Bhante for his feedback, and followed up with any questions you have. We will have an announcement towards the end of it, and we will end the session for today. So to start today's session with the mindfulness session, can I invite Bhante Dhammakusala to start today's mindfulness practice?
Thanks, Sonali. Hello, everyone. Now, today, in order to start today's program, let's do a few minutes of mindful sitting. For this, you have to make sure that you are comfortable in your posture. Once you are comfortable and balanced, you can gently close your eyes. Today, we are not going to direct our attention towards any particular object. Instead, allow it to naturally flow while noticing the objects that come to your field of attention. Sometimes sounds appear, sometimes various bodily sensations, sometimes various thoughts, memories, future planning. Some of you might feel sleepy or various bodily irritations, pain. But we are not resisting anything. Just allow them to come and go freely and simply be aware. Let's try to continue our mindfulness practice for a few moments. Just take a moment to notice how you feel after a few minutes of mindful sitting. That is the status of your mind. Okay, Sonali, with that you can play.
Thank you, Pante. So the next item in the agenda is the talk on today's topic. It is a topic that is affecting all of us, that I tell my teenage children that they have too much of and we don't have enough of as adults. So let's see, we dive deep into it, and today's topic is on sleep. Bante, let me share the screen with the poster, and I will invite Bante to start today's topic.
Thanks, Sonali. Hello, everyone. So this topic is very much related to our lives, especially if you are living a busy life. This is very much important for you. Now, let me start today's discussion in this manner. Now, let's say even the machineries need maintenance. There is, let's say, a factory. The machine can run 24/7. But you have to allow some time for the maintenance. The day, probably one per maintenance. That time, maintenance time is there. Even for the machines, there is maintenance time. If you do the maintenance properly, then you can run for a long time and run effectively. If you skip the maintenance, what will happen? The machine will break down unexpectedly. It will run for a while, but suddenly it will break down because you haven't done the maintenance. So this is important when machines. Now let's think about our body and mind. These two is a very refined machine. This is the most advanced machine that you can ever find. Take your body advanced and it's working perfectly. Let's say probably you weigh around 60 kilograms or so, right? But the body is balancing this weight without any trouble. When we walk, most of the time this 60 kilogram weight is balanced on a single leg. That is the walking process. At a single moment, only one leg is touching the ground. There's only single line of force. Right? So this way, the body is perfectly balanced and, you know, you can work in a perfect manner. But you don't even notice how refined this machine is unless you get a difficulty, an injury in your leg. Then you start to feel how difficult it is to walk, how much this body weighs, right? So walking is just a single activity. But when we think about our body, there are so many other things like digestion, temperature control, breathing, blood flow, all these things are there. So many factories are working inside our body. All of them, they are working in a perfect manner without any troubles. It is working. So this body and mind it's a refined machine that we are dealing with. So this machine also needs certain maintenance time. That's what we call the sleep. Sleeping time is your maintenance time. Right? Now, let's say these days, most of us, we work. We have so many things to do. Some of you might feel that even 24 hours, it's not enough. Right? That's how you feel. So most of you might be pumping yourself up with caffeine and working. You need that energy, you need the caffeine, and somehow you power through the working day. Maybe for 18 or so hours you work. Right? That way we do. And when we think about this coffee and caffeine, it is very much related to the new age working style. So many hours of working is there, so the caffeine is needed. You need a sober drug, that is your coffee. Even when we read about Industrial Revolution, coffee is one of the important parts of that revolution. People wanted to work for longer hours, and the factory provided the coffee break. Factory provided the coffee. That's how they wanted to improve the efficiency of the workers. So you can see, more and more advanced the world is, more and more hours it is demanding for us to work. Some of you, even you might have to work part-time. You have a daytime job, another part-time job is there. Then you have family responsibilities. You have to take care of family matters. You have to raise your children. So many things are there, and it is fair that you feel even 24 hours won't be enough. Right? So where will we find the time? Usually, the only option is to reduce your sleeping time, the maintenance time. Especially the working mothers, they have few hours to sleep, only few hours of sleep they are getting. They want to complete all these tasks. They have so many things to complete, and at the end of the day, only few hours of sleep they will get. Right? Not just for a day, not just for a week, months and months, years and years, they will function like this. And what will happen? Initially, you'll manage, initially, you'll be fine. But after a while, you realize running this machine without proper maintenance is not good. Sometimes you get various diseases. Sometimes you get mental difficulties. You might have to take medicine for your depression. You feel so stressful. So this way, you understand that this machine, it doesn't work like that. You have to allow maintenance time. And nowadays, the doctors, the research, it's telling us that we have to sleep probably 7, 8 hours per day as adults. But do we have that luxury? Do we have 7, 8 hours to sleep daily? That's a problem. Right? So you have to figure out how many hours of sleep that you can get. And it is important that you get effective sleep. Not just sleeping, but you have to be effective in your sleep. The efficiency should be there. The efficiency is important. Right? So this is today's topic, and it has a very nice quote from one of the movies. It's Sleeping Beauty, that's the movie or the book, right? So it says, "No wonder Sleeping Beauty looked so good. She took long naps, never got old." That's the idea, right? That's the quote. That's about the movie and the Sleeping Beauty, right? So most of you might think that can we sleep throughout the day? Can we sleep for so many hours? Do we have that luxury, right? So as per the movie, we might not be able to sleep like that, but still, we should find proper relaxation in our lives. That is important, right? It's important that you have proper relaxation so the body and mind can function properly. It's important that you have proper relaxation, that you get rid of the stress in your mind. It's important that you have proper relaxation so your body will stay young for a long time, right? So these things are related with the proper relaxation, right? So we'll see how we can relate this topic into the practice and how we can get more hours of effective relaxation, effective sleep. That is important, right? So there's this old maxim. It says that you can sleep when you are dead, encouraging you to work many hours, do your things. And it says that you can sleep when you are dead. And in the other way, if you don't get proper relaxation, you might be dead soon, right? You might be getting various diseases. You might be getting certain difficulties. And soon you'd be gone, right? So it is important that no matter how busy we are in our lives, we have to find proper relaxation. We have to get efficient, proper sleep in our lives. That is very much important, right? So when it comes to relaxation, meditation is one of the best techniques that they have found. How to relax your mind. How to make sure that you get effective sleep, right? Those things are important, right? And that is the very idea of meditation. One person, I think a couple of weeks ago, that person was sharing their experience about meditation. And that person was saying, I am doing this practice not to realize the Dhamma or not to become enlightened, but this practice is helping me to relax in my daily lives, and it is helping me to be comfortable in my mind and body. That is why I am practicing, not to realize Nirvana or not to realize Dhamma. That's what that person was saying. But when you really think about it, the very realization of Dhamma or the Nirvana, that means that you feel relaxed and comfortable in your mind and body. That's the very idea of the realization. That's the very idea of Nirvana. So when you think about it, if you can feel relaxed and comfortable in your mind and body, you are getting closer and closer to the real Dhamma. That's the truth, right? So in our lives also, no matter how busy we are, if we can find a proper way to practice, if we can do that properly, then we are getting closer and closer to Nirvana. We are getting closer and closer to in our mind and body, right? So that way, it is important that we properly relax our mind. It is important that we get clean. So the next day, you see but mind and body. That proper patient won't be effectively that they do. Sometimes they do nighters. They start throughout the night and they go. But is it effective? That's the question that you have to ask. Right? Sometimes it says that it's important. So the studies, they go into the permanent memory. The sleeping time will process all the things that you have studied, and in that sleeping time only, it will go into the permanent memory, a part of it, right? So that's the importance. So even the children, No matter how many hours they study, it is important that they study effectively. Otherwise, you can say that I have studied for so many hours, but still you don't remember whatever the things that you have studied. You don't have clarity in your mind, right? So this way, whatever we do, maybe you are working, still you have to be clear in your head in order to function properly. You have to be relaxed in your mind and body in order to function properly. So these things are important, right? So that way, it is important that we find proper relaxation. I earlier said that 7-8 hours of sleep, that might not be practical in your daily lives. So meditation is your solution. When you meditate, that helps you to relax in your mind and body, and that helps you to get effective sleep. Your sleeping hours would be efficient if you approach it properly. Otherwise, most of the time, although we are sleeping, we don't get proper relaxation during that time. Especially, let's say, at the end of a tired, exhausted day. It's natural that you feel that you wanted to go to the bed directly. That is how you feel. You are too tired. You want to go to the bed. You don't have time or the energy for any other thing. But when you go to bed like this, exhausted, are you getting proper sleep? Are you getting efficient sleep? That's the question. Sometimes you have bad dreams. Sometimes you talk in your sleep. Sometimes you toss and turn in your bed. Right? That way only you are spending the time, the sleeping time. And next day you wake up still tired and exhausted. Sometimes you feel like you need to sleep 5-6 more hours in order to get fresh relaxation. Right? So you understand, just sleeping won't do. You have to make sure that your sleeping hours are efficient. In order for you to do that, our suggestion is meditation for some time before the sleep. You have to go to the sleep with a relaxed mind. If you do that, your sleep would be much more efficient. Right? If you go to sleep with a disturbed mind, then during all those hours, you'll be disturbed. Right? So there are so many researchers that will support this idea. Sleeping time, relax. After 6 hours, you reach a certain relaxation. At sleep versus meditation. And there's a certain in certain thing in your brain that will indicate your relaxation level. So they say after 6 hours of sleep, you get a certain relaxation. In your meditation, within 30 minutes, you get the same level of relaxation, right? I'm not saying 6 hours, 20 minutes meditation. The same relaxation levels are achieved with 20 minutes of practice. So you understand it is a relaxation process. You walk, sitting, and the formal meditation is a relaxation process. So if you 2 minutes of day for you, that is the best way to get paid, right? Maybe you spend hour looking at the screen. You think, but I'm not this much.
Sorry, Bhante, you're cutting in and out. I'm not sure if everyone else is hearing this the same way. We can't really clearly hear you at some point. I'm not sure the reason.
Some other issue.
I think it may be a internet connectivity issue that's causing it rather than the microphone.
I have switched to the connection. How about now, Arush?
That's clearer, Bhante. Yes, it's better.
Yes, Bhante, that's good.
Better? Okay, it was the internet then. Right, so it is important that you approach your sleep with few minutes of meditation. And if you do that, then you'll be sleeping or approaching your sleep with a relaxed mind. Otherwise, if you approach your sleep with a disturbed mind, no matter how many hours you sleep, still you feel tired and exhausted. So few minutes of sleep is important. Few minutes of meditation is important. So you prepare yourself for the sleep. And during the day, you might be exposed. Sun, then we turn on other lights, then even the screens. Now, during it, handle this, our senses are same problem.
Yes, Bhante, it's happening again, unfortunately.
Hold on, do you mean?
Yes,
Arushan?
Bhante, we can hear you again now. Hopefully, it remains stable.
Yeah. I was telling, if you approach your sleep sexually, this
Sorry,
boost.
Bhante, it is still breaking up, unfortunately. We can only hear every other word you're saying. Not sure what to suggest. I don't know if speaking without the video on would help reduce the bandwidth requirement and improve the audio.
I was thinking connection initial. Turns out it's not connection.
Okay. Then it's a problem with the microphone not picking up.
Devices, yes.
Is it possible to switch to a different audio device, Bante?
Yeah, maybe the computer audio will help. How is it now?
Yes, Bante. It's not breaking up yet.
It's now I'm using the computer audio,
Yes, that's
the mic.
much better, Bante. Yeah, it's working.
Okay, right. So I was telling, sorry about the disturbances. Sometimes it happens and you have to somehow accept it. Right, so as I was saying, now if you approach your sleep properly, then it is helpful and it will allow you to have few hours of effective, efficient sleep. So our senses are overwhelmed, and if you directly go to bed, it is not right. You have to allow your senses to relax. Right? So what I suggest is that probably few minutes of mindful walking, probably in less light, in a darker place, maybe in your room. That will prepare yourself for the sleep. And if you can do few minutes of sitting, mindful sitting, even on your bed before you approach the sleep, that way you can really get efficient sleep. And you may be sleeping 5, 6 hours, but still, those preparation, few minutes of preparation, that'll help you to achieve good relaxation levels, right? So I can't suggest the exact solution. Depending on your lifestyles, depending on the hours of sleep that you get, you have to find the proper balance. But it is important that you approach your sleep with a relaxed mind. For that, the meditation will help. And as I said earlier, meditating time, it is a rapid relaxation process, especially the formal meditation. So if you can do few minutes of mindful walking and sitting before your bed, then that's the best way to approach your sleep with a relaxed and comfortable mind. Your senses will relax, your body and mind will relax, and naturally you will fall asleep much better. And during those sleeping hours, it'll be helpful for you to wake up fresh. That's the very idea. So Sleeping Beauty is telling us that it's important that we have proper relaxations, right? Otherwise, we grow old. Although you might be younger, still the people will feel that you are so old in your body. Why the machine is not properly maintained? And they have done some researchers during a comparison between the meditators and non-meditators, and they have taken for this experiment or for this research, they have taken long-time meditators, and they have seen that the meditators, they are much younger. I mean, like, they have certain things that appear to be younger, right? This meditation is helping for them to be relaxed and comfortable in their mind and body. And as a result, they get old slowly, or their bodies are wearing off slowly, right? So these things, you can read the researchers, you can find so much information on these subjects. And when you see such evidence, it is important that you yourself also adjusting your lifestyles so you get proper relaxation, right? So this way, we have to remember to get the proper sleep. We have to remember to get the proper relaxation. Otherwise, you could be doing your things. You could be raising your children. You could be working, occupied in so many family matters. But at the end of the day, you are defeated. Maybe your health is not good. You are defeated that way. Maybe your mental health is not good. You are defeated that way, right? Maybe you do so many things at that, and at the end of the day, you have aversion towards your family members because of them you have to work. Because of them you have to do so many hours of work. So no matter you work, no matter you do all the things, in your mind you develop a certain level of aversion towards your very family members, right? So these things are not helping. You can work, but you have to make sure that you are getting proper relaxation. And it is a new thing, working for so many hours. It is a new thing. As I mentioned, with this new age, with the industrial revolution, only within like 300, 400 years, this trend is there. Before that, people were having much more relaxed lifestyles. And this short period is not enough for us to, you know, adjust ourselves, for us to work for so many hours. Even when you look at the nature, you can see how animals are taking breaks. Especially the monkeys that you see, they start their shift probably early in the morning with the dawn, and they work for so many hours. They find the food, they go, but during the lunchtime, they relax for a couple of hours. Then only they start the afternoon shift. But we humans, we gulp down a coffee and pump ourselves with caffeine, and somehow we try to function, right? So this lifestyle, it is not helping. You have to think about yours. You have to find a proper solution that will work for you.
right? So that's the very idea of this quote. And if you think about the latter part of the quote, there's another part that says, and she didn't have to do anything but snow to get her prince charming. That's another part that we can really relate to our practice as well, right? Now, in our minds, we are trying to achieve things, right? We are trying to achieve things. We try to get certain things. We somehow try to drive ourselves through towards those goals. That way, we try a lot. And most of your plans, most of your achievements, if you, no matter how hard you work, when you get them, it's not the way that you expected. Most of the planning, they don't go according to the plans, right? So you get something, but still it's not the way that you expected. Or it's not the one that you expected, right? So this way, it's a never-ending chase. We try to achieve these things, we try to chase these things, but at the end of the day, only exhaustion is remaining, right? So if you know the proper relaxation, if you know the proper practice, then you will get whatever you need, or you will get whatever you deserve in a way that is much more effective, much more efficient, right? So the comparison is that she didn't have to do anything but snow in order to get her Prince Charming. If you meditate, if you find proper relaxation in your mind, then of course that very practice will lead you forward. That very practice will guide the way, right? So that's why practicing is important, the mindfulness is important. If you practice properly, if you strengthen your practice with repetitive practice, and naturally, the practice will lead your life. Practice will find you the solutions for your problems. Practice will help you get through difficulties in life, right? So that is the savior that will show you the way. If you develop your practice properly, if you have proper trust in your practice, if you strengthen your practice properly, then that's how we can achieve whatever we want in this life, whatever we deserve in this life. Only trying and exhausting yourself won't help you, right? So this is one of the most important things. You don't have to exhaust yourself like this. You can do your things, you can raise your children, you can earn. But at the end of the day, if you are tired and exhausted, what's the use? You can still do those things with a relaxed and comfortable mind. That is the very idea. You can face these problems in a much better way. Whatever the obstacles that come your way, you don't have to waste so much energy on them, right? So that's very important. Let's say a practitioner, their mind is much more relaxed and comfortable. They have much empty capacity in their mind. Usually you work, you talk to people, you deal with your family members, but your mind is preoccupied. Your mind is preoccupied with the thoughts, certain ideas, certain planning, maybe with family members. Even the people that you deal with, they feel that you are not there. they feel like they are dealing with a zombie or something like that, right? You might be talking to them, but your attention is not there. You might be talking to them, you are preoccupied in your mind, right? So especially the children, they feel it. They feel that you are not there. Although the body is there, although you talk to them, they feel that you are not there, right? So that's not the best way to approach things. That's not the best way to deal with people. Instead, what we are recommending is, when you practice, your mind will be much more relaxed and comfortable. You'll have a lot of empty capacity in your mind, right? You'll be more alert. You'll have much more situational awareness. Now, when we think about this new age, most people, they don't have situational awareness. We live in a busy world. It is demanding us to be aware more and more. We might be facing difficult situations. We might be facing challenges. If you don't have that situational awareness, then you are a failure. You won't be facing those challenges successfully, right? So you'll be more present. You'll have more situational awareness if you improve this practice. You feel the surrounding nature. You feel, you hear the sounds of the birds. You see the sun or the sky. Why? Because your mind is not preoccupied. Your mind capacity is empty. So you can process much more things that's happening in the present. Right? So that is important. That's how you can really face this life effectively. Otherwise, we are thinking about our problems while missing the present moment, while missing to live the present moment, right? So if you practice that way, then you realize how much empty capacity your mind is having, how much present you can be with your daily matters, and how much situational awareness you'll develop due to the practice. And some people, they are worried that if I do this way, if I be more present, then I can't plan my life properly. I won't be able to find solutions for the problems that I am facing. And I won't be able to remember certain things, they'll say. Right, so they are saying that without the thinking processes, without the wandering mind, they can't function in this world. But that is not true. No matter how much you think about those problems, most of the time it is just thinking. You won't find any solutions. You are creating additional stress. But if you can let go of this thinking process, suddenly a solution will pop up in your mind. That is why they say most of the inventions, they are not done in a lab. Instead, it's done in a pub, right? They exhaust themselves. They work for so many hours. At the end of the day, they give up and they decide to go for a break. During that break only, they get the idea, the invention, or the idea comes, right? So it is not the way that we are thinking. If we want to find proper solutions, you have to have a relaxed mind. That's how you can find solutions. Not with a thinking mind. Thinking mind will give you solutions, but those solutions won't be much effective. Right? So that's the proper way. And even a practitioner, sometimes their memory is there. But you have to recall the proper address, you know, memory location, you have to recall, right? It is not always in their mind. It's in their memory, but not in the mind. But the capacity is emptied. Capacity is free. For example, let's say this computer working, right? You have certain memory in your cache, but most of the memory is not in the cache, right? So if you try to keep so many things in your cache, your processor won't work. You can't function properly. Same goes for our mind, right? The practitioners, they have an emptied cache. They can process more effectively, and whenever you want to recall something, you have to give them the proper address. Proper recalling is necessary. And when that happens, there are memory flows, right? You don't have to keep everything in your mind in order to remember them. That's not the way you can have a relaxed and comfortable mind and it still work, still function. That's the very idea. So practitioners, they have a relaxed and comfortable mind. Whenever necessary, they can recall things. Whenever necessary, they can work effectively, right? So that way, this topic is very much valuable, the proper relaxation, as well as trying to achieve your things, trying to navigate the life. These things are important, right? So I hope you got the idea about this topic. I think we have another week that we can discuss the same idea. So that's it for today. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Bhante. That was a very important topic we discussed. So next on the agenda is the reports we have received and questions that you may have on today's session or any other questions. So to conduct this session, I would love to invite Arosha for to start this session.
Yes, with Bhante's permission. Thank you very much, Sonali. I think I should also do the introductory guide to mindfulness for this session as well. Just give a quick overview of that before I read the reports that have been received for today. So as shown on the screen now, you can see the guidance that we always remind ourselves of for those who are experienced participants in this program, but also for the benefit of anyone new who is here. And this will also be shared in the chat so that you can click on the links that are being shared here. But so the first step in the guidance is to learn the basic instruction or watch the basic instruction on mindful walking and mindful sitting as presented in these two videos on YouTube. And then having watched those videos, allocating some time each day to start practicing mindful walking and mindful sitting, and building up that practice until you have completed at least 2 hours of practice in total. And then you can start writing some experience reports, a reflection. It can include a question, but just be a statement as well. Essentially describing what you feel while walking and sitting, the sensations, any thoughts that come to your mind, but really focusing primarily on the physical sensations that come with the practice. So the texture of the ground, pressure points on the soles of your feet, how your body weight shifts from one leg to the other, and so on. And having written that report, you can send it to us, either using the Google form linked here or by emailing beginnersnv@gmail.com. And your report will then be read out during the session for Bhante to hear and give some further guidance on. And then you should continue your mindfulness practice according to that advice and then report in future sessions. And just to note that the recordings of all sessions are also available for you to review at the link provided here. So with that, I will move on to reading today's reports. Today we have two reports from participants. So the first report has three sections on mindful walking, mindful sitting, and mindfulness during the day. The report begins, mindful walking. Walked outdoors. Attention spontaneously was on feet movements and body weight shifting. many of familiar detail of the walking body noticed. Some sounds heard, felt the crisp freezing air on face. Walking was monotonous, although there was energy in mind. Sometimes more energy used with slowing down and avoiding puddles, then feet movements returned to being monotonous. Walked for 35 minutes. Mindful sitting. Sat on the cushion in a comfortable position. A quick body scan took place. Prominent breath appeared near nostrils. Soon it became softer and sleepiness noted. This grew and wondered if there was tiredness, but noted none. Softer breath noted again, followed by sleepiness. Some thoughts passed in background. Peacefulness of the moment experienced. Calmness in mind. Sat for 1 hour. Mindfulness during the day. It was pleasing to note how the mind responded to an all-night boys' party at home about 10 days ago. Of course, I knew it would be energetic and loud, but thankfully I did not need to take part, being the only woman in the house. Sleeping was out of the question, so wanted to try walking in the room for a while. With loud music appearing to vibrate the whole house and the body, the mind was able to note feet movements. So it can be done. Focus would sometimes go to lyrics of songs and some proliferations, although attention would move to feet movement soon after. There was peace in mind about the party downstairs and peace in mind about walking in the room. Then there was a Dhamma talk shared by a friend and focused on listening to it, which was not that difficult. Afterwards, the snowfall happened as predicted, but no movement in mind either way. Party finished around 3 a.m. the following morning and slept for about 7 hours uninterrupted afterwards and woke up refreshed. Dear Bhante, look forward to your valuable feedback. Much merit to you for all the practical teachings. Theruvan Saranai. Report ends.
Okay, thanks for sharing. Now, if I start with the sitting practice, when you sit, you feel kind of a sleepiness in your mind. Now, most people, they mistake this feeling to the usual sleepiness that we get. Right? I earlier talked about how our mind is relaxing during the practice time. So when the mind relaxes, it doesn't recognize this relaxation that comes from the practice. Usually what we know, it's the sleepy relaxation, right? But in the practice, another different relaxation comes. Right? Initially, we are not used to this. That is why most people, they think that I feel sleepy. Beginners, they could feel sleepy. But when you go into the practice, you realize this relaxation is different. It is not the sleepiness. But we mistake this relaxation as sleepiness. That happens. But in your report, you are mentioning you didn't feel tired during this sleepiness. That means it's not sleep. It's something like sleepiness, but it's a different feeling or different level of relaxation that we feel. Right? So that's important. That differentiation is there. You understand it's not sleepiness. Right? And in the sleepiness background, you can feel the soft breathing, right? So that's how the sitting session goes. And in these sitting sessions, afterwards, you will wake up so fresh, like you had a whole night's sleep, right? So that's how we can really relax our mind and body during the meditation time. In your report, it is very much related to the topic that we have discussed, and we can find proper relaxation in our meditation, right? So that idea is important. Then the second thing is that in our busy lives, in our daily lives, certain things happen, like the party, right? If you start fighting that, then what will happen? By 3 a.m., you'll be exhausted and you'll be angry, right? And it'll last for a few days, this exhaustion. But you have accepted, right, that very attitude is important. Now, even here, although we live in a forest, it's a mountain, we can hear the music from the village, right? Especially those days, like not every day, some days you can hear the music. So most people, they are disturbed by the music they hear. They complain. They say that I come to Nisaranavaneya, all the way from Colombo into the forest, but still I hear the music from the village. So due to the music, I can't meditate. That's their complaint, right? That is how they think. That's the usual mind, the worldly mind. But if you know the practice, if you know the behavior of this mind, it is not the music that is troubling you. Or in another way, it's not the sounds that's chasing you. You are the one who is chasing the sounds, right? You feel like the sounds are chasing you, but in real, you are chasing the sounds. Now, it's not the sounds that are coming and troubling you. It's the other way. Talking about the party here also, we face such difficulties. Even you can't have peace during this online session. Right, anyway, so and these things happen, and it's not the sounds that are coming and troubling you. It's you that is chasing the sounds and troubling them. Right, so it's your mind. You have to understand where are these origins. You feel like it is the party, but real aversion is originated in your mind. It is created in your mind, right? So that way, all the troubles, problems, worries, they are not out in the world. All the troubles, problems, worries, they are created in your very own mind, right? So that's where you have to find the solution. You can't find the solution in the outside world. You have to find the solution in your mind. And initially, if you feel like everything is wrong with this world, if you don't practice, a novice, they will feel that everything is wrong with this world. But when they meditate, let's say when they become a seasoned meditator, they feel the world is perfect. You don't have to do anything about it. You don't have to adjust anything. The world is perfect, right? So this is the very attitude that we are developing. Now, in your report, that too is reflected. You can't fight the party, right? They should have their own time. It's their choice. But you can make peace with it. You can do the sitting, walking meditation among all the music. Sounds, still you can feel the feet. And it's nice to hear the lyrics as well, right? When we hear the music from the village, we can walk while listening to the music, right? You can walk in a rhythm even, right? According to the beat, according to the song, you can walk. Still, you can be mindful. That very idea is important. That very attitude we are trying to develop, right? Otherwise, if you fight the world, if you fight the party, then it's a struggle. It's a never-ending struggle, right? So little by little, we can develop this attitude. Little by little, you realize the problems are created not in the outside world. It is inside our own mind these things are created, right? So it takes some time. Let's say if you are a beginner here, you don't feel this solution. You don't understand what we are talking about. But give it some time. Daily do your work in sitting sessions. At least like for a beginner, we recommend 20 minutes of sitting, 20 minutes of walking. That way, if you can approach, right, if you continue for a few months, then you start to see the light. That is how the practice works, right? Little by little, you realize how the mind is changing. And when mind is changing, the entire world is changing, right? That's why the practitioners, the seasoned practitioners, that's why even the enlightened people, they feel that they don't have to adjust anything in this world. The world is perfect. The world is perfect. It's you that's spoiling this. It's your own mind that's spoiling this, right? So little by little, you can develop this ability. These situations, they'll pose us a challenge. But it's an opportunity for you to practice as well. Like a party, this type of situation. It comes as a challenge. But it's an opportunity for you to practice. Sometimes certain family issues, problems come. Right? It's an opportunity for you to practice. Right? Sometimes you have to deal with certain difficult people. It's an opportunity for you to practice. So this way, little by little, you are developing your practice, and whatever the opportunity, whatever the difficulty that comes, you can use it to develop your practice, right? So think about these situations, like this type of a party in your home. You have to go through it. Certain functions are there, sometimes dealing with difficult people, sometimes certain problems. So all these situations, they are ground for our practice, right? So that's why finally the practice becomes living. Whatever you do, you can use it to improve your practice. You might be doing something wrong, but still you can be mindful. You can be mindful. Notice the feelings, notice the guilt in your mind. Notice how you are still doing it, right? So that way, little by little, whatever the situations may be, we can use them to fuel our practice. So thank you for sharing these experiences. It is important when you share only, the others will hear and they understand that the practice can bring us results. So thank you for sharing. Keep on doing your practice.
Thank you very much, Bante. With your permission, I'll now read the second report, which also has three sections on walking, sitting, and mindfulness in daily life. The report begins, walking meditation. Walked indoors 25 steps one direction and 25 steps back. Primary object to keep mind on feet being placed and watch at which point the mind wanders. Walked at normal pace a few rounds and mind naturally noting right and left feet being placed. Noted the temperature changes as well as hard areas of the floor and parts of the foot not touching the ground. The mind wandered initially with some proliferation, but later was able to watch the feet being placed whilst fleeting thoughts were trying to proliferate, but mind staying on the feet. At one stage, able to walk 8 lengths before mind wandered very briefly and was able to catch it when it wandered. The mind stayed with the feet, but after this, at the end of the 12th round, was not able to catch when mind started getting distracted, but only when it returned after some proliferation. Walked 45 minutes. Sitting meditation. Watching breath as primary object. Watched in and out breaths, which later appeared to be only in one nostril far below the face. cold waves passing through the body, noted a headache which passed within a few seconds. Then breath was minimal and changed to being prominent in left nostril, reducing in length and then disappearing. Not aware of distractions, not asleep, but not able to recall much else. Occasional thoughts noted to be short and disappeared. About half an hour before this sitting, had tried to meditate for an hour, but fell asleep on and off. Meditated 45 minutes in this session. Daily mindfulness. More aware of what is going on in the mind. Greed, irritation, contentment, neutral feeling, restlessness. Desire for excitement. Socializing less, but note that mind is happy speaking to others when they call. Picking up impatience more often than before. With much gratitude to Bhante and organizers. End of report.
Okay, right. So now sometimes you can catch the proliferations. Sometimes it's too late when you catch, right? So this is the both things. They are a part of the practice. You feel that you are successful only when you catch, but there's a lesson when you are not able to catch as well, right? So both of these things, you being able to catch the proliferations, you being not able to catch the proliferations, both of these things, they are a part of the practice. Right? Don't think that you're only successful when you catch. Maybe there's a greater lesson when you don't catch the mind. Right? So this is revealing more and more information, shedding more and more light into the behavior of our own mind. So what matters is continuing this observation. That is the important part. That's what you have to do. Sometimes you can catch, sometimes you can't catch. Both the observations are important, right? One person, they were reporting that mind proliferated 20 times during 10 minutes of practice, right? Some, you feel like it is not a successful session, but you caught that your mind, and it proliferated for 20 times. You have accounts, you have details. That's what's important, right? So just continue this observation. You don't have to think that you are successful or unsuccessful catching the mind. This continuous observation is the important part, right? And another thing is that the breathing, the perception of the breath changes. And when it changes, it creates confusion. Sometimes you feel the breathing much below your face. How can you feel the breathing there? Sometimes the breathing is far away, outside your body. How can you feel the breathing there? Right? So the perception of the breath is changing. Not only the perception of the breath is changing, perception of the world is also changing. Right? That is the observation. That is the true nature. We are starting to see how these things are evolving. We thought they are solid and, you know, still, but they are evolving, they are changing. They are not solid, right? So that's the very observation that we have to do. That is the very practice that we are doing, right? So all these changes sometimes lead you into a certain level of sleep kind of a feeling. In your report, you sometimes say it's sleep, but I am suggesting not to come to that conclusion. Instead, keep on observing, see whether the signs of sleep are there. You know the sleep, you know the signs of sleep, right? Maybe it is not the sleep that you are feeling. Sometimes these are periods that you are not able to recall, right? Just because you are not able to recall doesn't mean it's sleep, Right? So more observations are necessary, more data is necessary without coming into a conclusion that it is the sleep, right? That's another thing. Then the final thing is that you are starting to, in your daily life, you are starting to notice the behavior of your mind more and more, right? It is not always pleasant. It is not always good sensations or feelings that are there. Right? Sometimes negative emotions are there. Right? Sometimes dark things are there. Greed, jealousy, hatred, all those things are there. Right? But still, you can continue the observation. You can continue the observation. Maybe sometimes you are doing something bad, but still you can continue the observation. Right? So that's the very idea. When it comes to the practice, don't try to get rid of all these greed, irritations, desires, or jealousy. Don't try to get rid of them. Instead, simply be mindful. Simply be conscious that these things are there. Sometimes because of jealousy, you are doing things. Still you are doing, but at least you know that you are doing out of jealousy. Right? Sometimes it's the hatred that drives things. You are still doing things, but still you can be aware that I am working or driven with the hatred, right? So that very observation is the important thing. You can do it. You can continue that observation. And when you do that, you will start to notice much more details of the mind's behavior. When you get much more details, you think that these things are coming due to the practice. That's not true. Earlier also they were there, but you didn't notice. Now only you are noticing. Let's say a blind person, they don't see the things that surrounds them. When they get the eyes, they start to see. Right? Can they blame seeing things on the eyes? They are saying that these things appear because I started seeing. They were there before, but you couldn't see. Now only you are seeing them, right? So don't try to blame them or blame it on the eyes. Eyes allow you to see things much more clearly. They were there before, but you didn't see because you didn't have eyes. Now you are having eyes or developing the eyes, or the consciousness or the awareness, due to that you start to see many things. That's a good thing that you are noticing, that you are observing, right? So that way, continue the practice and so you can see much more results when you do it.
Thank you, Bhante. Unfortunately, Rosha had to suddenly leave for a personal reason. Thank you to everyone who had sent reports to us. Unfortunately, we are a little bit over the time already, and I have to make a quick announcement. So we may not have time for questions. If you do have any questions, please do write to us and we will accommodate it in the next session. So about the quick announcement I need to make, it is regarding a fundraiser that is currently going on for the Satipasala Foundation. As you may already know that they're doing wonderful work with our young people and they have sessions guiding them, and they have had a request, they have made a request to us via Radhika, of course, about new equipment that they are needing, which they're planning on buying in Australia at the moment. I will actually quickly forward this message on to everybody so you can see all the details needed. So Radhika has already provided us with her direct account details to transfer funds. However, I have put my details on there as well for anyone who's from logging in from the UK. I am happy to collect the funds and transfer it over to Radhika. So my details are there as well as the UK as the UK teachers. I think I have provided that. If not, yes, I have. So if it is too much information for you to note down at the moment, just note down my phone number and get in touch with me. I will provide you with all the information. If not, please write to us at Nisaranova beginnersnv at Gmail, and I will provide you with all the information. Unfortunately, the funds are needed by the end of next week before our next session. So I would be grateful if you can transfer it before that and send me a personal message so I can confirm the transaction. Otherwise, feel free to transfer it directly to Australia if you have a means of doing that directly. It is a voluntary transaction. We do not require any funds for this session. It is purely for the benefit of the Sati Pasala Foundation and their equipment. And the reason for it to be transferred in Australia is because the equipment are to be bought in Australia, which is why we are transferring the funds to Australia. So I hope everyone understands that. So if anyone has any details, please note down my phone number, ask me for the details, and I will send you all the details. Thank you for that. So with that being said, it is the end of the session. And on behalf of all the organisers, I would like to thank Bante Dhammakusala Thero for his continued guidance on this programme. And of course, not forgetting the Chief Abbot of Nisaranavanaya, Venerable Bante Udevi Iriagama Dhammajiva Mahathero, who initiated this programme. May this merit help them improve their own practice as well. And thank you to all the organisers who are working really hard behind the scene to make this program happen every week. And to thank you to everyone who writes reports to us, encourage us and keep this going, and everyone who participates via Zoom, Facebook, or whoever may be logging in later to check. As usual, we will be meeting at 1 p.m. on Sri Lankan time next week as well. And we wish you a happy and mindful week ahead. I will now end the session for everyone.